Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Live in Studio A with Benjamin Francis Leftwich. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to Columbus and to
Thanks.
CBE. And
Thanks for
congratulations
having me.
On your the music that you've put out. And we'll talk about it and the long time coming of the songs you had worked on as a teenager and the ripe old age now that you are after this first song. What are you going to do with us?
We do a song called 1904.
All right, great. From Benjamin Francis Leftwich, live from Studio A today. And you can find that on his debut full-length release called Last Smoke Before the Snowstorm. And this album, well, let's talk, you're 22 or 23?
I'm 23.
23 at this point, and wrote these songs in your late teens?
Late teens, or like just as I was turning 20, when we met, you know, kind of finished off the album. So, the first album definitely covers kind of a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And what would you rework the lyrics, or what was the perfectionist in you?
I am a perfectionist. I reworked a lot of stuff, restructured a lot of stuff, and kind of I was discovering how my voice worked a bit more when we were recording. So changed, you know, a couple of keys of songs and stuff. And for every song on the album, somewhere in my iTunes, there's like 5 old demos of it. So it's not, you know, I kind of work like that. I record something and go back to it and take a bit from it or put it in another song. And, you know, I'm kind of always I am a perfectionist, you know, so.
It's hard to say something's finished.
Yeah.
And, you know. Yeah. And you're on the road a lot. And, well, this album came out in the UK probably, what, a year ago?
About a year and a half ago,
A year and a half, and then just in the US and last summer, I believe. And you'll be working on a new one, or I guess you'll always be working.
Yeah, I'm always writing. You know, I've got, like, probably upwards of 60 new demos on my iTunes at the moment, just... every time I get a spare second, I'm playing guitar and writing. That's what I enjoy doing. So I don't feel any pressure to put out a new album soon. But when I do put out, I want it to be right, and I want to be proud of it. So if I release that in tomorrow or in 10 years, I don't really mind, you know.
Yeah. So it started for you, well, at least picking up the guitar when you were around 10. So you've been at it for a little bit. But when did the writing come for you? And when do you have a moment that you remember that you knew you were going to do this for your career?
I don't think there was a particular moment, you know, when I thought, you know, this is what I want to do, like, as a career thing. I think I have this thing that I think someone doesn't become a musician, someone is a musician, you know, and even if you don't play an instrument, you can be a musician as well, I think. You know, some of the best musicians I know don't play instruments, but they're great producers, and they have a really good ear for sonics and songs, and I think it's something that, you know, you've got, and... you know, it's up to you how much you tap into it. And
nice.
But, you know, I've always loved playing guitar. I guess when I first started listening to Springsteen, that was definitely a big kind of moment for me that, wow, you know, these, you know, songs can be so amazingly spiritual.
And the Nebraska being one of your favorites.
Yeah, Nebraska is my favorite album,
And the sound of the acoustic, you're partial to, right? As opposed, not that you dislike electric stuff, but...
yeah.
Talk about the sounds that you...
I love the ringing of acoustic guitar, you know, it stays, you know, afterwards, after you play the chord, you know, and it's, there's songs in acoustic guitar, there's an amazingly rich history of songwriting all based around acoustic guitar, and I don't know what it is particularly, but I just love it. Yeah, it gets you, yeah.
It does. It's Benjamin Francis Leftwich live from Studio A. He's got a couple more songs to play for us today, and we still have those tickets to give away for tonight's show at the Rumba with Tim Easton and Megan Palmer. They'll open up. And what's this next one you're going to do?
This next song is called Pictures.
Say that the end. quick to point out the flaws in it, 'cause you've been around and you've seen the way that things work, but you need a compass to get around your house.
Pictures. It's the first cut off Benjamin Francis Leftwich's his studio album Last Smoke Before the Snowstorm, his debut full-length release. Talk about the town where you're from, where you were born and raised. And
yeah, I was born in a town called York, which is in the northeast of England. It's a really pretty place and I miss it a lot. I feel lucky to have a place that I look forward to going home to. I don't get to be home there too much, but it's a nice when we get to go and do a gig there, or if I get to go home and see my friends and dad and sister, it's nice.
And so is it still in the same town that your family lives, where you grew up?
Well, my dad was born in South Africa. My mum was born in Australia, but I was born in New York Hospital on September the 4th, 1989, and I've kind of stayed there since, went to college there, and my friends are all there, and it's a nice place, you know?
Yeah.
I miss it.
Were you in bands with your friends and stuff like that before you went out on your own?
I was in a rock band for a while with two of my best friends, and one of them actually comes on tour with me now and helps out and drinks and has fun and
be merry, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for
joining us today.
Yeah, love what you do, and
thank you so much.
And safe travels.
Thanks so much.
And Benjamin Francis Leftwich, the album Last Smoke Before the Snowstorm. I'm sure I'll have it available at the show tonight or on his website, BenjaminFrancisLeftwich.com. And what's this last one you're going to do for us?
I'm going to sing a song called Atlas Hands.
Well, this one, the almost 2 million hits at this point, I think, something like that on the YouTube.
Apparently,
that's pretty crazy.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you again. And here's Atlas Hands, live from Studio A.
I